Never mind about the album. Miss Bunny has changed her mind.
Too much. My children seem never to come home. Away at school in the winter, in the summer, you're up with their mother.
Oh, yes. Well, even down here, we read about Mrs. Marshall in the society pages.
I dare say she moves about a great deal. And all of you part of the same business, Hubbard Sons?
Oscar and me. My sister's good husband is a banker.
Oh?
I'm sorry, my husband wasn't here to meet you, Mr. Marshall. He's been very ill. He's at Johns Hopkins, but he'll be home soon. We think he's getting better now.
I work for Uncle Horace. I work for Uncle Horace at his bank. I keep an eye on things while he's away.
Really, Leo?
Modesty in the young is as excellent as it is rare.
Your uncle means that a young man should speak more modestly.
Oh, I didn't mean
so. Oh, Mrs. Hubbard, what's that Wagner autograph you promised to let me see? My train will be leaving soon.
The autograph? Really, Mr. Marshall, I didn't mean to chatter so about it. Really, you must excuse me. I didn't get it because I had a little headache.
My wife is a miserable victim of headaches.
Mr. Marshall said at supper that he would like you to play for him, Alexandra.
Oh, it's not I who play well, sir. It's my aunt. She plays just wonderfully. She's my teacher. May we play together? May we, Mama? Thank you, dear. But I have my headache.
Don't be stubborn, buddy. Mr. Marshall wants you to play.
Indeed, I do. If your headache isn't...
But I'd like to, sir. Very much.
It's very remarkable how you Southern aristocrats have kept together. Kept together? And kept what belonged
to you. You misunderstand, sir. Southern aristocrats have not kept together and have not kept what belonged to them.
You don't call this keeping what belongs to you?
But we are not aristocrats. Our brother's wife is the only one of us who belongs to the Southern aristocracy.
My information is that you people have been here, and solidly here a long time.
And so we have, since our great-grandfather
was not an aristocrat, like Bert is.
You make great distinctions.
Oh, they have been made for us. And maybe they are important distinctions. Now you take Bertie's family, for example. When my great-grandfather came here, they were the highest home plantation owners in the state.
My mother's grandfather was governor of the state before the war.
They owned a plantation lying in. You may have heard of it, sir.
No, I've never heard of anything but brick houses on a lake and cotton mills.
Lionette in its day was the best cotton land in the South. Still brings in a fair crop. Those were great days for those people. Even what I can remember, they had the best of everything. Cloth from Paris, trips to Europe, horses you can't raise anymore, darkies to lift their fingers.
We were good to our people. Everybody knew that. We were better to them.
You are to play.
But when the war comes, these fine gentlemen ride off and leave the cotton and the women to rot.
My father was killed in the war. He was a fine soldier, Mr. Marshall. A fine man.
Oh, certainly, Bertie. A famous soldier.
But that isn't the tale I am telling Mr. Marshall. Well, sir, the war ends. Lionette is almost ruined. And the son's finished ruining it. Why? Because the Southern aristocrat can adapt himself to nothing. Too high-toned to try.
Sometimes it is difficult to learn new ways.
Perhaps. Perhaps. You're right, Mr. Marshall. It is difficult to learn new ways. But maybe that's why it's profitable. Our grandfather and our father learned the new ways. And learned how to make them pay. They earn work. They earn trade. Hubbard's son's merchandise. Others, Bertie's family, for example, look down on them. To make a long story short, Lionette now belongs to us. 20 years ago, we took over their land, their cotton, and their daughter.
May I bring you a glass of port, Mrs. Hubbard?
No, thank you, sir. You are most polite.
You are bored, Mr. Marshall, with these ancient family tales.
No, I hope not. I hope not. I'm trying to make an important point for our future business partner.
My brother always says that it's folks like us who have struggled to bring to our land some of the prosperity of yours.
Some people call that patriotism.
I hope you don't find my brothers too obvious, Mr. Marshall. I'm afraid that they mean this is the time for the ladies to leave the gentlemen to talk business.
Not at all. We settled everything this afternoon. I have only a few minutes before I must leave for my train, and I insist they be spent with you.
And with another glass of port.
Ah, sister is right. I'm a plain man, and I'm trying to say a plain thing. Man ain't only in business before he can get out of it. It's gotta give him something here. That's every bit as true for the black picking cotton as it is for you and me. Don't give him something here, he don't pick the cotton right. Money isn't all, not by 3 shots.
Really? I always thought it was a great deal.
And so did I, Mr.
Now, you don't have to convince me you're the right people for the job. I wouldn't be here if you hadn't convinced me 6 months ago. You want the mill here, and I want it here. It isn't my business to find out why you want it.
To bring the machine to the cotton, and not the cotton to the machine.
You have a turn for neat phrases, Hubbard. Well, however grand your reasons are, mine is simple. I want to make money, and I believe I can make it on you. Mind you, I have no objections to more high-minded reasons. They are mighty valuable in business. It's fine to have partners who so closely follow the teachings of Christ. And now I must leave for my train.
Oh, I am sorry you won't stay over with us, Mr. Marshall. But you'll come again anytime you like.
Fill him up, boy. Fill him up. Down here, sir, we have a strange custom. We always drink the last drink for a toast. That's the proof that the Southern is always on his feet for the last drink. It was Henry Frick. Oh, Mr. Henry Frick, who said, fair roads are the Rembrandts of investments. Well, I Southern cotton mills will be the Rembrandt's investments. So I give you the firm of Hubbard Sons and Marshall, cotton mills, and to it a long and prosperous life.
The children will see into the carriage. Neil, Alexander, you'll drive Mr. Marshall down.
Yes, sir. Not often Uncle Ben lets me drive the horses. And a beautiful pair they are, too.
May I drive tonight, Uncle Ben? Please, I'd like
in
to...
In your evening clothes? Oh, no, my dear.
But Leo, if...
Come on, Sam.
I don't like to say goodbye to you, Mr. Marshall.
Then we won't say goodbye. You have promised you would come and let me show you Chicago. Do I have to make you promise again?
I promise.
Bye, Mr.